Okay, so we're going to pick up on the bottom of Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, way, way, way bottom, where we were talking about the question of a Mitzri Sheni, a Mitzri Rishon, Mitzri Shlishi, etc., being able to join the Kahal Hashem. And basically, we had talked about before the Mishnah on Ein Vav Mabes, where there's a machlokas from Rav Shimon and the Chachamim about this question about Mitzri V'Adomi. Is only three doros? Is it right away? And Rav Shimon had said, just like a mitzri can be in after an amoni, moavi, women are good right away. So in a minute are never allowed in. So the mitzri where the women are allowed in, everyone's allowed in after three generations. Certainly the men should be allowed in right away. But the men are allowed in after three generations. So the women should be allowed in right away. And the Gemara responds to him, etc. But the bottom line was that the Gemara had said a drasha. Banim velo banos, banim asher yivadu lehem dor shlishi, hakasuv tla and beleda, right? You see that it depends on that everybody, basically. That it's asher yivadu, everybody, both men and women, are not allowed in as mitzrim until they get to the third generation. So the Gemara says, well, that's a very good thing. So Amr Yochanan says, that's good news for me, right? Ilav the Amr Yehuda hakasuv tla and beleda, lomotze yada veragla beis hamedrash. If we hadn't have said that, I would have found my hands and feet, meaning I would have been in trouble. Why? Kevin de Amr Mar Kahal Gerim Ikri Kahal Mitzri Sheni Vamayi Tahir. If that was true, right? If anybody, if women could marry into the Kahal Hashem Mitzrim without waiting three generations, how would the male Mitzri Sheni ever get into be able to marry into the Kahal? Right? Because the whole point is, until now, he's allowed to. The Mitzri can marry other Mitzrim. Other Mitzri Gerim can marry each other. They have their own dating app. So like they can make sure that they get together with each other and their marriages are permissible, and that's how they're going to go. Mitzri Rishon, Mitzri Sheni, Mitzri Shlishi, good. And now they can go marry everybody else. But if the women if the women of Mitzrim are allowed to marry anybody, so you're not going to find you're not going to find people for them to marry. The men are not, the Mitzri men are going to be left, you know, because the Mitzri women are going to be considered part of the Kahal already. So they won't be allowed to marry them anymore. So then they're going to be in trouble, and they're never going to be able to have their children become third generation Gerim. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you how. Dilma di'i avar v'nasiv. What do you mean? I'll tell you how. They'll get in by doing the wrong thing. Or they'll have to violate the halacha, and then they'll become the Ger Shlishi, the Dior Shlishi, by, you know, continuing to marry people they're not supposed to marry, like a Rashi, the Avar Venosiv, O Bas Yisrael, O Gioris. Maybe that's what's going to happen if the Mitzri, you know, goes ahead and marries another Gioris from another kid, from a Mitzri or from other places, or he marries a regular Jewish woman. So then, again, the child will be a Dior Sheni, and then they do it again, they'll be the Dior Shlishi. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? The E lo Kasiv Kura. That's not true. The whole point is that the Torah itself says, well, once you get to the third generation, then they can be accepted into Kahal Hashem. But if the only way to get there is by violating the halacha, the Torah doesn't do that. So yeah, but by the way, if you would do what I say you shouldn't do, then they'll get in. It's like giving you the explanation for how you could get in if you violate the halacha. The Ido Kasev Krashi says, "Midi de Avera Kaasi Lo Kasev Krashi." The Torah doesn't do that. It doesn't tell you what's going to happen about things that happen only when you do Averas. The Gemara actually itself uses this concept sometimes. You know, the Gemara will talk about a case, and the Gemara will say, "But Midi Birshi Askinon." Are we dealing with Rishayim? Like, we're going to give examples of people who do the wrong thing. We don't do that. Let's look at Rashi. Continue Rashi. Midi de Ayyadei Avera Kaasi Lo Kasev Krashi. Lameimar Bani Marshe Yivadu Vechulei. The halosh shchiach lemeisi l'day dor shlishi is never going to happen, and the only way you're going to do it is only by telling me what's going to happen if you violate the halacha. That doesn't make any sense. The Gemara says, "What are you talking about? Hare mamzer di v'kas v'kra." Right? The Gemara says, "What are you talking about? Mamzer is a perfect example. The Torah says if someone is has a relationship which is a violation, so it creates a mamzer. I look at Rashi, v'hare mamzer, di'iyu lo have mamzer, ela idea aveira. The only way you become a mamzer is by someone doing an aveira, right? Sheba aviv al chayve krisos. Right? The father was together with someone he was supposed to get courage for being with, ish, etc. V'kosve kra lo yavar mamzer, b'kal Hashem. The Torah tells you that the mamzer can't get in, right? Even though that example only exists for someone who violates the halacha. But even though it doesn't happen so often, it's it wants to tell you that if that would happen, it doesn't get you out. So what do you mean? The positive, the Torah does talk about cases where people did the wrong thing. So Gemara says, no, di'ili yisura kasav, di'ili ha'teira lo kasav. No, yeah, the Torah tells you what the ramifications of your violation are. Right? It'll tell me what you did, and that makes it, you know, that now you're, now the child is puzzled. That the Torah will tell you. But it's not going to tell you how I can get myself out of a bind, right? What to do to make things, to make the child mutter if that involves an isser. That the Torah is not going to do. It says the Gemara, no. Hare machzer grushaso. What do you mean? The case of machzer grushaso. What's the case of Master Yush? That's what, like a Rashi, Mishanise Lacha, right? We've talked about this case many, you know, many moons ago, right? That a scenario where a man and woman are married, not necessarily a Kohen, even not a Kohen. So if they get divorced, if it's not a Kohen, they get divorced, they can get married again. However, if she goes ahead and she marries somebody else, so then she becomes forbidden for him, right? Look at Rashi. Vahare Master Yush, so Mishanise Lacha, when she marries somebody else in between, the Ihu, because of Kra, Lahatera, the Chsiv ki Toeva, he, the Torah says Toeva for him to marry her back. Vidarshinan, he Toeva, Vein Baneha Toavin. Right, the Chazal have a drasha, Toeva he. Right, but the children of a Machzer Grushasa relationship are permitted, like in the Kal Hashem. They're not considered a mamzer, nothing like that. So you see, you have a case of D'i, right, a case where it happens, right, something that's not supposed to happen happens. And the Torah tells me, through a drasha, that the child is permissible. At that point, so you see, you have a case now where you have a case where the Torah tells me about a scenario that was not supposed to happen. It's an isser, and nevertheless, it results in the Torah telling me the status, which is a permitted status of that child. So Gemara says, "No, hasam yishum ikri isuru the kasvei." No, that's because in that case, what the Torah is really trying to teach me is that if he goes ahead and marries her again, that's a toeva, right? Toeva, that's the purpose of the pasuk to teach me that it. You know, yeah, by the way, only she's a toev and the child's not. Okay, but the purpose was to teach me the isser, right? So that's different than the case of, again, the case of Mitzri, which was there to teach me that, that Dor Shlishi can be Yavol Akal Hashem. That's a heter. That's Beferish in the Pasuk teaching me what is permissible for these people. So what do you see? So you see it must be that, that's why it's so helpful that we have this drasha, because otherwise we would have had no other way out. You need something to teach me that the Mitzri men and women are both forbidden to go to the Kaal until they get to the third generation, so that they can marry each other, and that would be the way of getting them eventually into the Kaal Hashem. Okay. Next, Tan Rabbanan. Inem Arbanim, Lama Inem Ardoros. Right. So when it comes to the case of the Mitzri, what does it say? It says Gam Dor. It says Bani Mashivad Lahem Dor Shlishi. Yavolahem Kal Hashem, right? So it's the children that they have that are born to them. The third generation can come into the Kal Hashem. So what do you mean both words? Banim and Dor Shlishi. Banim are the next generation. That's what it is. So what do I need both for? Im Nemar Banim Lama Nemar Doros. Im Nemar Doros Lama Nemar Banim. What do I need both for? So Im Nemar Banim, if you just told me children, Velon Nemar Doros, you didn't tell me generations. How you see Omer, Ben Rishon, Visheni Aser, Shlishi Mutter. Right. What would I think? Bani Mashiv Adulahem. Right, Shlishi Yavol Kal Hashem. So the third one. Oh, so the third kid. So if I had three sons, son one, son two, son three, boom, that'd be much easier, right? That's what I would think. Because you didn't say Dor. You didn't say a different generation. You just said three children. Right, Lekach Nemar Doros. That's why it says it's three generations. Okay, Vim Nemar Doros V'lo Nemar Banim. If it just said the third generation, right, Dor Shlishi Yavol Kal Hashem V'lo Nemar Banim Ha'isi Omer La'os Na'om Mal Har Sinai. I would say three generations from what? From our seed. Not my generations. I would think, right, you say, you know, when you came out of Mitzrayim, the Dor Shlishi, that can come, Lekal Hashem. Lekach Nemar, Banim. So the Pasuk says, no, it says Banim also to teach me it's based on your children, your generations, but it's generations. So having both teaches me both. Okay. Lahem. Why does it say Yavo Lahem? B'kal Hashem. Lahem Mehem Mana. It teaches me. Lahem teaches me that it, you count it from yourself, right? Lahem halach achar psulon. Right? And Lahem also teaches that you go by the psul. What do you mean you go by the psul? I think Rashi has something here. Yeah, look at Rashi. Mehem mana. It's already down below where we got the Gemara on the right side. Mehem mana hu rishon b'no sheni uben b'no mutter. Right, so mehem mana, meaning you count from them, meaning that the first ger is the first generation. That's the first reason why you need the word lahem. And also lahem, twice, second time. Why? Halacha harpsulon, says Rashi, tre lahem ksivi. The word lahem is written twice. Umash mahalach acharehem. Dim nitmu b'ksherim, kagon mitzri shenasi Yisraelis. Let's say you have a scenario with a mitzri who converted, and he marries a Jewish woman, right, who's not a mitzri convert. So what happens? So v'Yisrael shenasi mitzrius halach acharein v'avlad pasul ador shlishi. Right. So what do? We go ahead. Always you follow the most pasul, if you want to call it that way, like the worst, you know, lowest common denominator. That if the mitzri convert marries a regular Yisrael, so he's dor rishon. So that child is dor sheni, right? Dor sheni mitzri. You don't say, oh, he's a child of an Israeli, so he's fine or she. You say no. Based on the psul, whatever is the most puzzle, you go by that scenario. Okay. So v'isrech lemichtav lehem, v'isrech lemichtav ashei yivaldu. So again, we had both of these words in the pasuk, right? Bani ashei yivaldu lehem. So you have both lehem and you have yivaldu. So I need both of them. The kasev rachmana ashei yivaldu. If it just said who would be born. Havamina mibnehem mana. I would think it's just Ashe Yivaldu. So I think, oh, I count from when? From when the convert himself has a child. I mean that the convert's child would be door number one. That's what I would think. That not like door number one, you know what I'm saying? Door. Generation number one. okay. So manakasov havamina mibnehem mana kasov rachmana lahem. So the pasuk says no lahem, meaning you count from the parents. V'kasev rachmana lahem havam and just lahem not asher yivaldu havamina mitzris muberes shenis gaira he ubna chad kasev rachmana asher yivaldu. So just had lahem and not asher yivaldu. I think that if a woman is pregnant when she converts and then this mitzri woman converts and she's pregnant, so what do I think? Oh, well, this child is also first generation mitzri, because he converted right now. A whole conversation about children who are in utero when they convert, what their status is. But the point being, I might think that she and her son are the same status. Why? Because they're both in a sense converting at the same time. The child was already in utero when the conversion took place. So kasev rachmana asher yivaldu. No, it's the children that are born become the next generation. So the fact that the child would then be born after the conversion. So that teaches me that in that scenario, he will be considered, or she will be considered, dor sheni. Fine. Okay. And one more. V'yitzrech l'michtav lahem, hacha v'yitzrech l'michtav lo gabe mamzer. Okay, and I also need lahem and lo. What do you mean? Lahem, our case, by the case of the mitzri convert, and also the case of lo when it comes to the mamzer. What does it say by the mamzer? By the mamzer, it says gam dor asiri, lo yavo lo b'kahal Hashem. Okay, so it's like lahem, right? So by the moms here, it's in the negative, right? Lo yavo lo b'kahal Hashem. He can't enter the kahal Hashem. So I need the word lo. Can't go in for him the kahal Hashem. What do I need that for? So I need both. Why the ikas rachmana hacha? If I just had to have lahem when it came to the mitzri convert. Mishum de ba miti psula. That be because again the child's the person's coming from. A original psul. They were not Jewish originally, right? Ava mamzer the bat mitipak shera emelo. But the mamzer, who again the two individuals are both kosher Jews with no problem. So maybe the rule wouldn't apply to them, right? Maybe meaning I would say, oh, if this rule applies to a mitzri, so maybe a mamzer also. So no, and the mamzer I would say. Maybe he should be the same because he's even better because he comes from a tipuk shera. So if I couldn't learn one from the other, You know, the moms are the mitzvah gets in eventually, but the moms are never does, or the mitzvah has to wait the generations, and the moms are never gets in, etc. So, you know, I couldn't learn one from the other because, in the one hand, because in a certain extent, the mamzer has a kula that the mitzvah doesn't have. V'ikaser rachman agave mamzer, and if I just have it by the mamzer, meaning that the mamzer is lo yavo lo b'kal Hashem, but the mitzvah will be eventually allowed in. And specifically about the again, which generation, mishum de that's by mamzer mishum de ain roy levo b'kal olam. But maybe the mamzer would have this rule because he can never get in. Right, avahacha emalo, but by the mitzvah, maybe I would say no. Maybe he eventually can get in, so maybe the rule should be different for him. So tzricha. So therefore, I need both of them. 1 second. Yeah, let's just make sure this point is clear. Look at Rashi. Lo gabe mamzer. What is the Gemara trying to teach me here? The halachas are different when it comes to mamzer and mitzvah. So why would I learn one from the other, right? So what is the lo gabe mamzer? Rashi says lememra halach achar psulo shim nasak sheira beno mamzer, right? Meaning that in both cases, both by the mamzer and by the ger mitzri, in both scenarios you go by again like the lowest common denominator, that the mitzri who marries a Yisraelis or a mamzeris who marries a Yisrael, the child follows the mamzer side, right? And then just anything with the mitzri, if the mitzri goes out, the mitzri ger goes out and marries somebody else who's a kosher, we go by the most puzzle. So the point being, why the question the Gemara was asking is, why can't I follow, you know, how do I know to always halach achar psul? Maybe I can learn the case of mitzri from mamzer. The answer is no. The mamzer comes, you know, from a tipuk shera. Or maybe I can learn from the mamzer from the learn the mitzri from the mamzer, the mamzer from the mitzri. No, because the mamzer again, the mamzer is out forever. So maybe that's why I would follow psul specifically there. So the point is, that's why I need both to teach you each of them, even though their halachos are different. They both have the same rule, which is that you always go halach achar psul. Okay, good. Amar Rav Barachana, Amar Yochan. We won't be able to finish this part, but let's get started on it. Amar Rav Barachana, Amar Yochan. Mitzri sheni shenasa mitzri shvishona. Okay, so what did we just say? We just said you always go halach achar psul. Right, you go by the lowest common denominator in terms of how far away this person is from being allowed in the Kal Hashem. So Rav Barachana says, name of Yochan, mitzri sheni, who marries a mitzris rishona. So he's a sheni, she's a rishona. What's the status of the child? So Yochan paskins, bana shlishi habai. Right? The child is a shlishi. Right? So what does that sound like? We're not now going by the lowest common denominator. We're actually going by Alma Kasavar Basadidei Shadidin Lei. We're going by the father. Right? We're no longer saying just go by the most psul. We're going by the father. So the Gemara is going to now ask questions. Is that really true? It's not true. And I guess that's where we will pick up tomorrow.